Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 68. Mount Pleasant Village President Jerry Garski has announced a deal has been worked out to transport concrete from a runway project at the Waukegan Airport to the village for use by homeowners losing property to bluff erosion along Lake Michigan. During a news conference on a Lake Park street within 5 feet of being undermined by the erosion, Garski said the concrete will be made available to affected homeowners at no cost. It's just the first step in shoring up the bluffs, according to Marty Griffin with the DNR, who said larger stones or blocks will still have to be installed to stop wave action from continuing to eat away at the bluffs.
And when we say larger, heavier stone, we're talking about 3 to 4 foot block sizes that are very, very heavy and will stay in place. So the smaller concrete that the airport's making available will be used as a first layer, and then you protect that first layer with this heavier block material.
The concrete will be available only to Racine County residents in Mount Pleasant in Caledonia, who will still have to find a way to move the material to the shoreline. It's expected the county will start moving the concrete by the end of the month. Racine police are investigating a stabbing incident that occurred early this morning on the city's west side, from which a 35-year-old man was taken to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. Officers were initially sent to the emergency room at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints for a reported shooting victim, but quickly learned the victim had been stabbed numerous times. He was brought there by a resident of the 1500 block of Perry Avenue, where police concentrated their investigation and evidence gathering for several hours this morning. Meanwhile, Kenosha police arrested a 22-year-old local resident about 3 hours after a shooting incident in the 6100 block of 20th Avenue. Reports of gunfire led to multiple 911 calls and the police discovery of a 29-year-old Kenosha man with non-life-threatening injuries. Pleasant Prairie Police and Fire Department paramedics responded to the 9000 block of 7th Avenue this morning on a report of a single motorcycle accident with two victims.
They found that the southbound motorcycle had failed to negotiate a curve, went left of center, off the road, and then hit the guardrail, ejecting both the operator and passenger. A news release says the 48-year-old Kenosha man who was operating the bike died at the scene. The 39-year-old woman passenger was transported to Kenosha Medical Center, then up to Frederick Hospital. Police noting that neither wore helmets at the time of the crash, which closed that road for several hours. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
The State Department of Transportation has proposed a roundabout at Highway 38 and 5 Mile Road in Caledonia to address accidents in recent years, despite more signage and other safety additions being installed. But the Village Board has rejected the idea. DOT engineer Stacy Pierce gave a presentation about why a roundabout would help slow traffic at the intersection, where the documented accidents are mostly about judgments made after drivers stop at the east-west signs, so-called angle crashes. Trustee Kevin Wongard noted the public still has problems with roundabouts.
When Highway 38 was done at Highway K with that roundabout there, there was no education for anybody on how to navigate through a roundabout. I live right by there, and I'll tell you, there's idiots that ride every day. And that's being nice, I think. I mean, they just don't know how to navigate it.
Only trustees Dave Pratt and Kathy Trentadue supported the roundabout proposal. During the meeting, the board was told center line and shoulder rumble strips between intersections will soon be installed along Highway 38. If a tree or tree branch falls in the city of Racine and causes damage, but the city didn't know it was about to fall, there's no liability under state law, the basic message from City Attorney Scott Letney to a pair of recent claims filed by citizens. One claim involved almost $5,000 for part of a tree falling onto a vehicle in the 1700 block of Boyd Avenue in early June.
Responsibility of a tree falling over, a branch falling over, to pay for whatever the damage is the responsibility of the person injured by whatever that damage is. Right or wrong, that's just what the law has developed to be in Wisconsin. I learned that myself this winter when my neighbor's tree fell over and hit my house, and my insurance had to cover it. So that's what the law is. Now, the exception would be if the city knew there was significant problems with this tree, it was.
A similar type of claim, a tree branch onto a vehicle, both with a lesser amount requested, less than $68, was also recommended for denial to the Common Council, which is expected to agree at tonight's meeting. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.